Do you guys live in one of these houses? Because I'm shooting a music video, I'm actually a rapper.
Well, Dickie, the rapper.
Now the stage, Dave.
No shot.
Good luck with your video.
Really epic video.
Fuck me.
Hi, how are you? My name's Dave. Nice to meet you.
Wow.
So I'm actually a rapper, and I'm shooting a music video.
Where
the how can I make the most epic rap video ever for no money, right? Like, what's a part of an epic rap video? Like, nice cars, nice houses. So we're going around hoping that someone would let us use their house for 15 minutes to film.
You want to do it right now?
It's possible.
Is it just you guys?
Yeah. Oh, 15 minutes in and out. That's great. Sorry to disturb you. This is my crew, small crew.
LD, aka the independent variable.
Trip good, I was serving out the whole way. Hey, what a gold happen? What a cold happen? What a dough happen? Baby, in the bank, you know I ain't trying to blow that, man. We don't say that money. We don't say that money.
I gather this is going to be short and sweet.
Short GM.
Ain't got it all wrong. We ain't about to go and spend money just to flex on it. We ain't really got a liar. I'm a type of motherfucker that'll check the check, do the math, I ain't never getting robbed. Those margaritas not going on my card. I ain't about to split a damn thing for convenience sake. I'm at the restaurant working that way. Hold up, you ain't heard a little day. Young L, the Jew, biz major. Fuck you know about the world he raised in. I've been saving money since a motherfucker 13. I wear the same pair of jeans every day. Sandwiches, homie, two stamps away. Book flight December, but I leave in May. Drugs are generic, but still work the same. I get logins for Netflix for my cousin Greg. Thanks, Greg.
So I'm a rapper. I'm shooting a music video where the premise is how can I make the most epic rap video ever without spending any money?
Because the song's called Save That Money, and it's all about saving money as opposed to spending it. It'd be like if I could grab one of these McLarens for like 15 minutes.
I swear to God, nigga. All of my bitches be scared of me, I put that rod in them. All of them bitches acting thoughtless, I disregard them. All of them bitches acting holy, ain't got no God in them. I can teach a little nigga something like a preacher. I can take his ass to church, fresh as hell, no Easter. I can make his ass burp like a baby without a hiccup.
I can. Quan, what does this have to do with saving money, though? You know what? A full verse would have been too expensive, anyways.
Trap!
I ain't parking at a less than meter grain, homie. Haircut several months in between, homie. Hit the motherfucking lights when I leave, homie. Single ply TP ass bleed. Airbnb the motherfucking lease, I'm never there. I'm out in Cali, why the fuck my company in Delaware? At happy hour taking out a chicken, I don't even care. Now the plots to both dating and wings. Heat matinees, phone bill, got the motherfucking fam on it. 401k rolling over bands on it. Copper sweaters in the summer when the sale over. The fuck you rappers brag about, you overpaying for it.
Oh, this is so great. T-Pain just texted me.
He's shooting a video called Save That Money, and he's like still in shots. So he's gonna use our video as he is.
Like, for example, we went into a Lamborghini dealer. We talked them in the same leg.
That's the best way I can help you.
We've gotten through every phase of society except the nightclub.
Ball with a cover, low threat count, hard with the covers. Free trial memberships, though. I never joined the shiz, though. Fuck you think this is, though? Free been flying like a motherfucking fish, though. General style, half a dozen on a stick, just so I can wet the appetite a bit. What you talking about? My AC never doing nothing, blow fans, though. Walgreens car shopping, all the off brands, though. Boy, go hard when collecting, got Venmo. Save every motherfucker roach, try and smoke. Check the clothes in my drawers, I ain't playing. Can you blame me now? You think I got 450 up in quarters on me? Well, I fucking don't.
Hey, with a gold, I burn. Yeah, but with a cold, I burn.
washing, then you get your fucking bill and you can see double charging for the coffee. And you told them there's a problem, sing along like, oh, don't double charge me for that. Don't double charge me, we like, oh, don't double charge me for that. Don't do it to yourself, cause I might just ask what the ice cube's worth. What the ice cube's worth, that's the only differentiator making this a non-free perk. And I might make work more difficult for you than it need be. So think about it, take a minute, let it breathe be. But think about it, bro, you saw me get the burger with the bacon on the side. After looking at the price of the side of just bacon and comparing that to what the difference in the cheeseburger versus the bacon cheeseburger was, and making my decision, I would hate to be the waiter trying to tell me something different. I'ma get on Yelp in a minute and review this piece of shit place like only a kite know how. Unless you take the extra coffee off, I might get loud. Unless you, oh, it was just an accident. You didn't even mean to, you didn't even, that was, that's so, I'm so embarrassed.
But the video is like a, it's gonna be like a very...
Shoot. Awesome. Carolina teachers are concerned about the impact House Bill 2 could have on them. That's why they joined a protest in downtown Raleigh tonight. Adam Owens was there, and he joins us live. Adam?
Gerald, there were more protests tonight over House Bill 2. Critics of that bill say it could cost the state billions of dollars in educational funding. Teachers who were in tonight's crowd say it would hit them where it hurts the most, in the classroom.
It's the sound of democracy, right?
For Alyssa Putt and Millie Rosen, both teachers in Durham, the noise from these air horns outside the governor's mansion is not only a protest. It's a way to blow off steam. They already took issue with state funding levels for schools and teacher pay.
6 years of education to make $35,000 a year.
But now they say federal funding could be at risk after a lawsuit against the state over House Bill 2.
I'm Lisa Leonard. I'm from Raleigh, and I'm a North Carolina native. I'm going to read so I can keep this at about a minute. I'm a 54-year-old straight, white, married woman who had never protested anything before. But this legislation and the way it was passed was for me the last straw in a string of contemptible actions by our current state legislature and governor. HB 2 has been dubbed the bathroom bill. And if it were only that, it would be bad enough. But it's so much more. I find the fear-mongering and scapegoating of transgender individuals reprehensible. And using that fear to limit the rights of citizens to sue the state on the basis of discrimination is beyond the pale.
They say their students are predominantly from poorer families.
They'll get affected by it. We'll have fewer resources for them. The level of education we can provide, despite our best efforts, will go down.
In a word, awful.
Now that the U.S. Department of Justice and state leaders have traded lawsuits over House Bill 2, these teachers believe the future of their classrooms could go to court.
And it's frustrating. It's frustrating to work in that kind of system and to have to be a part of it when all you want to do is make your kids' lives at least a little bit better.
HB 2 also prohibits any city or county from setting a minimum wage standard above the state mandated $7.75. This bill has already hurt our state financially and socially and has made us a national embarrassment. And that is why I paid a visit to the legislature last week. Without civil disobedience, our black friends would still sit in the back of the bus. Our gay friends wouldn't be able to marry, and I wouldn't be able to vote. Finally, as a person of faith, I want to say to my friends in the LGBTQ community that I and many others like me stand with you against HB 2. I'm running out.
want to thank the Republican members of the General Assembly, Governor Pat McCrory, for all their very masculine and hard work on this here bill. We believe here in North Carolina that if you were born a girl, you were a girl. If you were born a boy, you were a boy. And that even if we used to play football
North Carolina.
Together, your name was mine.
Beaches, mountains, and
we had a chance meeting last year during restaurant week in Charleston. After you came to believe that you were one sex on the interior but another sex on the exterior, you underwent multiple surgeries and counseling sessions and hormone treatments so that you went from being mock to being delicious.
Good Governor, now you can experience the beautiful outdoors, cityscapes, and incredible ignorance by hang gliding backwards in time, racing to the wrong side of history in a kayak, teaching your children to judge others while frolicking in the waves, and enjoying our waterfalls without fear of gay people falling on you. If you're grossed out when same-sex couples order wedding cakes, or if you're obsessed with who is in what bathroom, or if you think religious liberty laws only apply to your religion, North Carolina's for you. We're resisting social progress rather than helping people in need, because North Carolina stands for Nobody Cares.
You're mine. You are not religious. You are a man. And that your trickery should be punished. You should not treat another man the way that you treated man.
Maybe surprisingly close. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is once again in trouble for his campaign's associations with white nationalists. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. Yesterday, we got the latest polling numbers on what a general election matchup between Trump and Clinton might look like in several crucial swing states. And for Democrats, those numbers were terrifying.
It's a Fox News alert. Stunning poll numbers.
The front runners are neck and neck in Florida, in Ohio, and in Pennsylvania.
Look at this. This is Ohio, okay? Where Donald Trump is beating Hillary Clinton in a hypothetical general election matchup as of today.
They always say no Republican has ever won the White House without Ohio, and right now Donald Trump is leading.
What is going on?
You know, Donald Trump could win this, right?
She said that like someone trying to remember if she left the oven on. I turned the oven off, right? So these poll numbers freak people out. Basically, the reaction could be summed up with these two simple words.
What's happening?
This bill has already hurt our state financially and socially and has made us a national embarrassment.
I vote because it's my duty.
I vote because I'm a citizen.
I vote because it's my right.
It's time to elect a president.
I vote because all men are created equal.
For the first time in decades,
I vote for the good of the Charlotte banking industry.
North Carolina could be in play.
I vote for the future and for the glory of Satan.
If you live in North Carolina,
I want a president that I can drink a beer with, you know. I want a president that I can rebase a little cocaine with, if you know what I mean. You know what I'm talking about.
Look around you.
I vote because I'm a God-fearing hog farmer, and there's a bunch of same-sex hog coupling going on my hog farm. I mean, ignore the teats on this and imagine this one's a boy and that one's a boy.
Some of these people are your neighbors.
Well, I vote because George Clooney said I had to.
They plan to vote.
I vote to keep whites in power.
Hail whites forever.
Do you plan to vote?
I vote because I have an obsessive compulsive disorder that can only be satisfied by punching tiny holes in paper.
I vote for the halibut.
Please, vote.
Yeah, because I'm a fisherman.
It ain't natural.
It's the only legal way to cancel out your neighbors.
I vote.
I vote.
I vote.
Because North Carolina stands for Nobody Cares.
So, we will not stand for your use of our women's bathrooms. That is what this bill is for. You were a man, now you look like a woman. You're a fine woman with very nice toenail polish. Guess whose bathroom you're gonna use now, Mike? You're gonna use my bathroom. Get your fine ass up in my bathroom.
Is this whole thing about bathrooms?
No, of course not. Not all about bathroom. Freedom to discriminate.
And that is why I paid a visit to the legislature last week. Without civil disobedience, our black friends would still sit in the back of the bus. Mm. Our gay friends wouldn't be able to marry, and I wouldn't be able to vote.
Struggled with the youth vote in recent elections, but now there are some good news for conservatives. A new Gallup poll found that the GOP has an overwhelming advantage among young people who look like old men. The poll shows Republicans hold a solid lead among the coveted elderly youth demographic, including 18 to 24-year-olds who wear suspenders and bow ties to class every day. I'm joined by Republican strategist Rob Powell. Rob, these are pretty encouraging numbers for the GOP, aren't they?
Yeah, of course, it's very encouraging. Millennials who look like they're permanently dressed for boat trips are a rapidly growing segment of the population.
And according to the survey, the prematurely aged are also very politically active.
Absolutely. Only about 20% of young people vote overall, but there's almost 100% turnout among youth that dress like a dad from a 1950s sitcom.
Now, what about the criticism that the GOP only appeals to white men?
Not true. We also have a lot of support among sorority girls that wear pantsuits and pearls, paunchy Chinese college students, and we're making inroads among African-American ham radio enthusiasts.
So what is it about the party that is so attractive to young buzzkills?
19-year-olds with comb-overs know we share their interests and values, like standing behind podiums, wearing American flag pins, being louder than other people. These are the things that are important to millennials who look like toddlers that crawled into a rapid aging machine.
Republican leaders must feel pretty optimistic about the upcoming midterms.
They are.
Please, vote.
Yeah, because I'm a fisherman.
It ain't natural.
It's the only legal way to cancel out your neighbors.
I vote.
I vote.
Three things. First, this is just one poll, but it is a reality check that Hillary Clinton's lead over Donald Trump is not insurmountable. No one should assume Trump can't win. Second, as one pollster explained, the race is basically restarting now that the nominees are almost settled.
Right now you have both candidates who need to be reintroduced to the general election public. But I think Hillary Clinton is reintroducing herself as someone with strong economic policy, strong foreign policy. Donald Trump is being reintroduced as a crazy person.
Because he you know, once you change your sexual orientation, God, I don't know what you become, but you, I don't think you're really a person anymore. You become like a beautiful, angelic God being who I just want to ride to the clouds and say, Thunder!
Finally, as a person of faith, I want to say to my friends in the LGBTQ community that I and many others like me stand with you against HB2.
Your holes when you listen to this. Here I stand, huffing and puffing like a horny beast, wet at the mouth. Lo, I am a flexing pig. My speech is scant, senseless, the rhythm of an idiot. I piss vinegar on the black and the brown. Orange, I am rusted, riffled, white-lipped, tossing my jaw back and forth, belching bloody bile. I'm a fat little redhead. Ever lonely, never loved, pure ego. Let the nukes fly, bursting prostate choke pearls spilling from my gnarled acorn. I am the trumpet in the sky. I am the bringer of death. I am the fire dog, according to Gina. I've muttered these sick and sad psalms of vigorous stupidity for months. You depart from Plato's cave. Stop screaming silent at the shadows on the wall. Agitate me. Disrupt me. save me from myself. Let me be an absurd, oily sideshow, the inverted clown who snidely molests people with my smarm. Tell me you're fired.
Tell us some of the long-term consequences we will have if Trump is indeed put in office.
If Trump is in office?
Yes, sir.
Well, first we have to ask whether he means what he's saying.
Church lady. You know, it's interesting times in America, right? And now we've landed on the exciting presidential matchup between a godless liberal Democrat and Hillary Clinton. But first, my favorite event of the week, the Met Gala Ball, a classy evening where strumpets and streetwalkers and sluts get to parade around in the latest genital fashions. First, we have Madonna. Let's see what this 57-year-old mother chose to wear. Look, her fanny's just hanging out with sturdy straps to push those six-decade-old bums straight to heaven. Go to Jesus. And then we have Beyonce. She must have been thinking, what should I wear to the ball tonight? I know, a giant latex
condom. The truth is, from what we understand in history, there hasn't been one embraced homosexual lifestyle and begun to practice the homosexual lifestyle that has endured. Every one of them has gone down. Every single one of them. Once rampant homosexuality takes place, then people don't take care of their children. They aren't concerned about the next generation.
All wrapped up and ready to fornicate. Beyonce made a record called Lemonade about her husband's affairs. With that in mind, introducing today's sponsor, Church Ladies Lemonade. It's freshly squeezed, just like Jay-Z's naughty parts. Too soon? Okay. All right, let's talk politics, shall we? My first guest is someone I've talked about quite a bit here on Church Chat, but we've never actually met face to face. Please welcome Satan.
You can actually just call me Ted Cruz.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry about that. I was just quoting one of your colleagues, Teddy. Don't get in a bunch. You know, John Boehner, Speaker of the House.
Oh, sure. No, John's always coming up with hilarious nicknames for me, like Buster or Son of a Gun.
I believe the phrase was Lucifer in the Flesh.
They're concerned about physical pleasure and the activities surrounding this lifestyle. And they aren't planning for the future, and the country goes to pot. Right now, it's
a little bit different than Buster. And now you've quit the race entirely. Why do you think the U.S. is trying to impose this lifestyle? I suppose the American people weren't ready for a candidate with strong Christian values. Someone like me who follows the righteous path and lives his faith.
You look at the book of Revelation.
Has anyone ever told you that you're just a little preachy? Just a little bit. We like ourselves, don't we? Look at that face.
Return me to New York to eat amuse-bouches at Per Se. And I will sit alone in my tower, gold and chrome, wondering about the time I almost destroyed the world.
Candidates are going to keep reaching out to them on social media, holding campus get-togethers with free snack wells and cream sodas.
And of course, there was also some encouraging news for the Democrats. The poll shows that they continue to hang on to their own key demographic of adult men who dress like teenagers.
Please, vote.
Yeah, because I'm a fisherman.
It ain't natural.
It's the only legal way to cancel out your neighbors.
Florida, home of beaches, mountains, and an extremely homophobic governor. Now you can experience the beautiful outdoors, cityscapes, and incredible ignorance by hang gliding backwards in time, racing to the wrong side of history in a kayak, teaching your children to judge others while frolicking in the waves, and enjoying our waterfalls without fear of gay people falling on you. If you're grossed out when same-sex couples order wedding cakes, or if you're obsessed with who is in what bathroom, or if you think religious liberty laws only apply to your religion, North Carolina's for you. We're resisting social progress rather than helping people in need, because North Carolina stands for Nobody Cares.
tonight's crowd say it would hit them where it hurts the most, in the classroom.
The sound of democracy, right?
For Alyssa Putt and Millie Rosen, both teachers in Durham, the noise from these air horns outside the governor's mansion is not only a protest. It's a way to blow off steam. They already took issue with state funding levels for schools and teacher pay.
Lo, I am a flexing pig. My speeches, scant, senseless, the rhythm of the
idiot. Look at the text. Press conferences are officially over. Good luck, y'all.
People of North Carolina, all of us deserve better.
Years of education to make $35,000 a year.
But now they say federal funding could be at risk after a lawsuit against the state over House Bill 2.
It's going to disproportionately affect schools like ours.
They say their students are predominantly from poorer families.
They'll get affected by it. We'll have fewer resources. We can provide, despite our best efforts, will go down.
In a word, awful.
Now that the U.S. Department of Justice and state leaders have treated lawsuits over House Bill 2, these teachers believe the future of their classrooms could go to court.
And it's frustrating. It's frustrating to work in that kind of system and to have to be a part of it when all you want to do is make your kids' lives at least a little bit better.
We'll be right back.
landed on my feet.
In our community, so today we're going to teach you young cadets our simple mission to uphold the Public Facilities Privacy and Security Act and keep every one of our great country's public restrooms a safe and wholesome place. Let's get started. First, address each person. When a citizen enters any one of our thousands of public restrooms, they'll be greeted by a friendly and brave bathroom cop, just like you. Good afternoon. You are entering a state-run pee-pee and poo-poo facility. May I see some form of gender registration, like an ID or a Xerox copy of your genitals? Genitals on their person.
One more look-see.
Should you encounter a situation where it's unclear if the citizen has a bulge or a flatty, you should conduct an HTC.
Okay, all right, you do have a hoo-ha.
Next up is scan. Once an individual has begun to pee-pee or poo-poo, we must continue to observe and remain vigilant. You will need to keep your senses keen to sniff out any illegal ding-dong. Excuse me, I do not like the sound of your stream.
Department of Health and Human Services issued a new report this week indicating that the leading cause of death in the U.S. is God needing another angel. According to the study, God's continuing lack of souls too beautiful for this world accounted for over 700,000 deaths in the U.S. in 2013. A spokesperson announced the findings this morning.
For years, death was a seemingly random force, able to take us at any time via thousands of terrifying causes. However, we now know that mostly it is because our loving Father needs more angels to live with Him forever in heaven.
Other common causes of death, according to the study, include God having a plan for us all, it being someone's time, and the Lord working in mysterious ways. Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius noted that these statistics won't decrease until God decides He has enough sweet baby angels to help Him paint rainbows in the sky.
Hey, look, this is WCOM LP Chubbo Carbro. And we're busting out some beats as we do every Thursday night, deep in the late night, deep in the crazy tracks. That's some Kendrick there. We're going to send you out with some All Right, because as you might have noticed, there's some crazy stuff going down in North Carolina and the world, or at least relatively close. So
sometimes I did the same.
We are going to just crank into some cool beats. Anyway, this song, All Right, is kind of a fun revolutionary anthem against crypto-fascist bull snackle. If you want to learn more about the Furious George Show, go to furiousg.blogspot.com. You can learn about all the cool beats in the background there and other cool songs we've been playing and everything we do here. But most importantly, you can find out ways to support micro-powered, community-based, non-commercial revolutionary radio. And no better place to do that here around the here these parts at WCOM Chapo Carbro, because in fact we have been supported by the Moog, and seriously cranking out some beats that we've been playing out tonight. Odessa, Made of Oak, lots of good stuff, and seriously busting out some Moog. I'm furious, and I will be at the Moog Festival thanks to the folks there. So we're spotlighting them a little bit, some of their music tonight, as well as look and recognizing that along with them, we are fighting against all kinds of forms of discrimination. So please join us to throw down and party our tookuses off as we give the big middle finger out there to you know who's. So listen, if you want to learn more about the show, go to furiousg.blogspot.com. And if you haven't already figured it out already, the show may be offensive to some members in our listening audience. And for everyone else out there, check it out. There's a little bit of serious beats in the background. Turn this shit up. Turn this shit up,
nigga. Tell me who the bitch nigga hating on me.
Thanks for listening to Micro Power Radio. I'm furious.
With this dick game free. To Pimp a Butterfly, another classic CD. Get a lullaby for everyone they MC. Blah, 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 blah. Nigga, now R.I.P. My diligence is only meant to write your eulogy. All's my life I has to fight, nigga. All's my life I... Hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the bass down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this what I like, Lord knows. 20 of them in my Chevy, tell them all to come and get me. Reaping everything I sow, so my karma come in heaven. No preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster, silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my face, it's all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know. nigga, when our pride was low. Looking at the world like, where do we go, nigga? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Right, nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy. I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico, digging in my pocket. In a profit, big enough to feed you every day. My logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I trap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low. Looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. Wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
About a decade ago.